Hello and welcome to the Bridge City Church podcast. If you would like to get connected, you can find us on Facebook at Bridge City Church. Or come along to our Sunday service at 10 a.m. We'd love to have a coffee and a chat. We hope you enjoy this week's message. See you at church.
Do you know, church, if I think about where we are right now, it hasn't caught God by surprise. You know, he knew what was going to happen in the beginning, and he knows what was going to happen at the end. And there's nothing here that's a surprise. So this morning, as I bring you the message, I'd love to just take a moment and let's open in prayer. Let's shut our eyes and let's put our hands out in front of us. So, Father God, Lord, this morning, I just pray that as we come around as a family in all different locations, Father God, may you touch your people, may you bless them, Lord, and may you speak to us this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So, wow, what a big year it's been so far. Do you know, at the very start of this year, we started off with talking about having the 2020 being the year of vision, having 2020 vision. Do you know, and I still think that's the same today as it was at the start of this year, to have 2020 vision. Naomi, my wife, has been wanting me to get my eyes checked for a number of years, and towards the end of last year, I got them checked, and it's kind of funny because I always thought I had perfect eye vision. I always told her that, no, I don't need to get my eyes checked because I'm all good. I've got good vision. And it's kind of funny that sometimes you don't know you've got bad vision until you go get your eyes checked. And so sure enough, I went down and I got my eyes checked, and I was so confident sitting in the waiting room, so confident going through getting the eyes scanned, and so confident when it came to the letters, until I couldn't get a couple. And all of a sudden, I had this realization that I didn't have 2020 vision. I didn't have perfect eyesight. And if I think about us as Christians, you know, it's so easy for us to be the same. We think we've got perfect vision. We think we've got the perfect idea of what's happening. However, until we get an eye check, we don't realize that we don't have perfect vision. So 2020, the year of trying to get perfect vision on Jesus. If you've got your Bibles this morning, I'm going to be reading from Matthew chapter 14, verse 22 to 33. That was Matthew 14, verse 22 to 33. It's quite a known scripture. It's the scripture where Jesus walks on water. Immediately after this, Jesus insisted that his disciples get back into the boat and cross to the other side of the lake while he sent the people home. You're at home today. After sending them home, he went up into the hills by himself to pray. Night fell while he was there alone. Meanwhile, the disciples were in trouble far away from land, for a strong wind had risen and they were fighting heavy waves. It was about 3 o'clock in the morning, and Jesus came towards them, walking on water. When the disciples saw him walking on water, they were terrified in their fear and they cried out, "It's a ghost." Do you know, this morning I can't help but feel like, and it takes no genius to work out, we're in a storm. And it takes no genius to work out, there's probably people sitting at home terrified with everything that's going on. Do you know, and I think it's quite interesting that at that moment of when they're in amongst the storm, Jesus is in amongst them and they don't recognize that Jesus is there. In fact, they're more terrified because they think they see a ghost. And if I think about that right now, I can relate to that because we're in a storm and it's very hard to have clear vision with everything that's going on and not see Jesus in our midst. But then Jesus spoke to them at once. "Don't be afraid," he said. "Take courage. I am here. I am here." Then Peter called to him, "Lord, if it's really you, tell me to come to you walking on the water." "Yes, come," Jesus said. "Yes, come." So Peter went over the side of the boat and walked on the water towards Jesus. But when he saw the strong wind and the waves, he was terrified and began to say, "Save me, Lord," he shouted. And Jesus immediately reached out and grabbed him. "You have so little faith," Jesus said. "Why did you doubt me?" And when they climbed back into the boat, the wind stopped and the disciples worshipped him. "You really are the Son of God," they exclaimed. Do you know, we are living in a time of storms. We are living in a period where we haven't experienced what we've experienced right now. And it's very easy to get so caught up when you're listening to the news, when you're on listening to Facebook social experts or opinion experts, when you're listening to the news, it's very easy to get caught up with everything that's going on. It's very easy to forget about where Jesus is in the midst of our storm. Do you know, it's very easy to get so caught up of just looking around the situation, and then when we think about Jesus, he's a foreign ghost in our lives. And I just can't help but think, if we come back to the very start of this year, when we were praying over this year, I remember the message Robin brought at the very start of this year, she so specifically preached about 2020 vision. 2020 vision. Church, Jesus is in our midst. He's there with you at home. He's there wherever you are today listening to this sermon. He's there with you during the week. He's there when you're going to get supplies from the shops. He is there with you. Yes, we need to be aware of the situation going on. Yes, we need to be educated. And yes, we need to try to keep safe and sanitize our hands, wash our hands, keep our safe distances. Yes, we absolutely need to do that. But we don't need to have fear because Jesus is with us. We don't need to be overwhelmed by the situation. We don't have to be so caught up with fear and terrified that we forget who we are in Jesus Christ. Do you know, I had a moment this week where I felt like I was just so bombarded with information. I listened to the radio on the way to, I looked at news feeds in the morning with everything that was going on. I listened to the radio on the way to car and on the way to work and for an hour. And you can't help but get caught up with the information. And then while at work, the conversations you had with people was out of fear. And by the time I got home and flicked on the TV, again, I'm listening to more information and I couldn't help but be overwhelmed. I couldn't help but be worried about my business. I couldn't help be worried about my friends' businesses, my family. I was at that point of being burdened down with the weight of the world, and maybe you could relate to this morning. But then I remembered Jesus. I remembered the fact that he is there with me in the middle of the storm. And all I have to do with the waves going around me inside the boat, isolated, is to actually take a step out of the boat and put my eyes to Jesus and hold on to his hands. I think Hebrews 12 verse 2 sums it up brilliantly. And I'm going to read, I think the message probably just makes it more simpler for us to understand this morning. It says, "Keep your eyes on Jesus, who both began and finished this race we're in. Study how he did it, because he never lost sight of where he was headed. that exhilarating finish in and with God, he could put up with anything along the way. Cross, shame, or whatever came up against him. And now he's there in the place of honor, right alongside God. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Study how he did it. 2020 vision is about having clear vision of who Jesus is. What an amazing opportunity for us to study God's word with all this extra time that we have to get closer, to seek God. Don't seek the fear of others, but to seek God in the midst of everything. Do you know, and if I think about people that went through storms and troubles in the Bible, if I think about Joseph in Genesis chapter 50, verse 20, where he's talking about with everything that happened to him negatively and everything that was supposed to bring him down, it says, "What you intended to harm me, God has intended it all for good. He brought me to this position so that I could save lives of many people." Do you know what the enemy has intended for bad? What the enemy has intended to take away? And church, we have been through a lot over the last 6 months, from health issues with people in this congregation, from Pastor Vic being sick, to our church being broken into not once but twice. And also now as a global epidemic of the coronavirus going through this, I feel like we have been traveling through many storms. But you know what, church? What the enemy has meant to take away from us, God can turn away around for good. Do you know, we have an amazing opportunity to share our light. More than ever, there is darkness in this world. There's fear. And one of the amazing things about that is in darkness, light shines brighter. We can stick out more than ever before. We can actually share the brightness and the love of Christ. We can share the peace that we have through Christ. So in amongst the storm, keep your eyes on Jesus. I think Psalms 46, 1 to 2 and verse 10 sums it up where it says, "God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, because he is present with us today, we will not fear. Though the earth be removed and though the mountains be carried away in the midst of the sea, we can be still and know that God is in control." He is good. Deuteronomy 31:6 says, "Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid and do not panic before them." Now's not a time to panic. Now's a time to draw closer to Jesus and to follow him more than ever before. "Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not panic before them, for the Lord your God will personally go ahead of you." He's in the storm with us. It may look like he's a ghost, but he is with us. And all we've got to do is take our hand out to him, for he will never fail you nor abandon you. This morning we sang the song, "Be still. Be still and know that he is God." In the scripture it says that I am. He is I am. And he still is I am. He still is the beginning and the end. He's still in control. You know what, church? We're okay. We're okay. We just need to breathe and look at Jesus. We just need to take a time to be still and know he is in control. Know that we just need to be still in him, breathe, and just trust Jesus. As I was preparing the message this morning, I was reminded of an old hymn. And I'm not going to sing it this morning, but I'm sure many of you know it. And the words are, "Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face, and the things of the earth will grow strangely dim And yes, it is definitely growing strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. In his light and glory and grace. Do you know, we have the amazing ability to call on Jesus. You know, church, if I can encourage you with everything that's going on, to call upon Jesus. Recognize the fact we're in a storm. Do you know what? But Jesus is there with us. He's there. He may look like a ghost. It may seem that the storm's getting the better of us. You may be worried about food. You may be worried about supplies. You may be worried about just everything that's going on, loved ones. But know that Jesus isn't amongst the storm with us. He's in our midst. He is still the same God at the very start of this, from the day you got saved to the day he is today. Don't forget everything he's done for you to this point. Think back to everything he's done and keep your eyes on Jesus. You know, I think Jesus is the greatest example for us to follow. And if we take the time this week to, do you know what? Just read all about Jesus. And as we do, I know we'll get the peace from that. This week, let's spend time in God's Word. Let's spend time in worship and let's spend time in prayer. Yes, let's be aware of the situations going on around us and let's be wise with those around us and making sure we're doing everything right we possibly can. But let's spend time with Him this morning. Let's turn our eyes to Jesus. And rather than fearing the storm, let's embrace the storm. Let's pray about, God, what is it you want to get out of it? What is it you need me to do through this storm? So that Jesus can equip you to rise above the storm and have that stillness in amongst the middle of the storm. More than ever, church, let's reach out to those around us and let's share about Jesus, because I know there's a lot of fearful people right now, and just as much as Jesus was the answer before, he is still the answer today. Still the answer today. So my message, if you couldn't pick it up so far this morning, it's all about Jesus. He is in the storm with us. He's going to take us through the storm, and although the waves may battle, we have our future planted in the hope of Jesus Christ. Maybe this morning you don't know who Jesus is and you're probably thinking, oh my goodness, how can this guy have so much faith and trust in somebody I don't even know or he can see? And it may seem strange to you, but you know what? I've been a Christian now since I was a teenager. And Jesus has been there for every part of my journey. I by no means am perfect and I've been through my own journey. I am made my fair share of mistakes just like everybody else. And see, the thing is though, we may just realize that all the materialistic things are not very important at the moment, but Jesus is our hope. And maybe you're feeling distant and confused with everything that's going out, and can I just encourage you this morning, research who Jesus is. Contact us via Facebook, email us, give us a call. We would love to talk to you about Jesus. And this morning, maybe you want to accept Jesus into your life, and I would like to give you an opportunity to do so. It's quite simple and it's quite easy. All we've got to do is recognize that we've fallen short from being perfect. I don't know about you, but although I'd like to think I'm perfect, and my wife reminds me quite regularly I'm not, we're not perfect. We're all made mistakes and we've all fallen short of the glory of God. So this morning, if you'd like to give your heart to Jesus, if you'd like to accept him into your life and accept the peace that I'm talking about this morning, accept that hand in amongst the storm to be able to reach out, why don't you just say a simple prayer with me this morning? Dear Jesus, I just want to invite you into my life this morning. I just want to acknowledge that I'm not perfect and I've made mistakes. Lord, help me through this time. And Jesus, I just ask you, forgive me all of my sins. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Help me in the middle of this time. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. If you prayed that for the first time, I'd love you to reach out with us. We would love to be able to help you through this journey and going through this walk, because it is a journey. It is a journey. And church, I'd like to pray for you this morning before we close the meeting to be able to recognize Jesus in the storm. So if you're there in your homes, you're listening, why don't you just put your hands out in front of you and let's pray together. Father God, I just pray that you bless your people this morning. Lord, if anyone here today is overwhelmed with fear, Jesus, I just pray that you enter their lives right now. Give them the peace and the trust that we have in you. Although they may think you're a ghost at the moment, Lord, we just pray that you just reveal yourself to them this morning. May their eyes be open to you, Father. Lord God, may you meet our every need. Lord Jesus, show us what we need to do this week to be a light to our community. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Church, I just want to thank you for listening today. I hope you all have a blessed day and continue to pray for each other. And can I just encourage you to continually reach out for those people that are part of this church and just reach out and see if there's any need. If you're aware of anything, just again, let's be the church of the Acts, the Acts church where they're giving out of their abundance and everything they have to those that are in need. Have a blessed week, guys, and I will see you sometime shortly.
Thanks for listening to this week's message. If you enjoyed today's podcast, make sure you subscribe to stay up to date with all our latest sermons. If you would like to get connected, you can find us on Facebook at Bridge City Church, or come along to our Sunday service at 10 a.m.